Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host this evening, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I want to bless each and every one of you with the blessings of God. I want the Lord to bless you with favor, grace, and mercy. The Lord is good, and He's worthy to be praised. I do have an excited person, and that person is me, because God is going to do some exciting things. And throughout this week, we have experienced a lot of rain, and God says in the midst of that rain, there is sunshine. He says in the midst of that rain, there are blessings. He says you ask for seeds to be planted in the ground. He says, but seeds cannot grow unless they have water. Amen. He says you cannot get strong unless you go through storms. Amen. But the Lord has brought us through, and the Lord says that He is going to continue. Amen, to help us in that right early. Is that right? And God says the prayer of the righteous availeth much. He says you stand on righteousness at all times. He says even if it means that you go in the midst of the storm, He says you stand on righteousness and you do what is right and pleasing and acceptable in the Lord. So just because we had rain, and God is going to give us a revelation at the end of the ministry, He says just because you had a little some rain, God says that He is over everything. And He says righteousness always prevails. He says because they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. He says He didn't promise that every day would be sunshine. He says you're going to go through some storms. And those storms, some storms that you go through, amen, He says you're going to have a covering. He says, but when there is righteousness involved, God says that He is your covering. He is your shelter in that right early. Amen. So that is encouraging to someone or some people. Amen. On this very night, get into the ministry and go ahead and read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. And it reads, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To Him who alone does great wonders, His love endures forever. Who by His understanding made the heavens, His love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, His love endures forever. Who made the great lights, His love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, His love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, His love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of His holy word. The Lord gave me a song to play. Amen. And this particular song that He gave is The Lord Keeps Blessing Me by the Mississippi Mass Choir. And as I said before, I kind of gave it away. The Lord says that we have been asking for Him to plant seeds on fertile ground. And God says that with those seeds, He says, come some storms and rain. He says, because that only allows those seeds to grow. He says, so whatever you're experiencing, that only allows you to grow and for you to see that God is all about righteousness. Amen. And so God says, no matter what happens in the world, no matter what the world does, He says, He is always there to speak up for righteousness. Amen. He's always there to speak up for righteousness. And so we are going to kick off the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love, with a song entitled The Lord Keeps Blessing Me by the Mississippi Mass Choir. We're going to turn it up for the Lord, amen, and then we're going to bring it back down, and we're going to pray unto God, because we're going to already be in the presence of God, and we're going to experience this revelation that God has given. God says, listen to this song. He says, because in spite of the rain, we're talking about the physical rain, we're talking about the storms that you encounter, He says He continues to bless you. He says seeds cannot grow without rain. Amen. But they're underground. So with the seeds, there's the seeds have to go through some things. He says once it rains, He says the water hits the dirt. And as it hits the dirt, then it also hits the seed. He says so He has to purify it. Amen. He says he has to purify it. And so when the seed grows, he says, that is a new creature. He says, so just because you're experiencing storms and you're experiencing a few things, God says that's good. He says, because it helps you to grow. But God says, only the righteous shall succeed. He says, only those seeds that are planted on fertile ground will grow into something spectacular. If the ground is not fertile, if it's not right, if the ground is shaky, God says he cannot grow anything good from that. So God says, if any man be in Christ or woman, that person is a new creature. All things have passed away. And so God says, the ground must be level, it must be fertile, in order to put a seed there for it to grow. Is that right? God says, every test that we have is a testimony. He says, but everything that's not right will be made straight. Amen? Amen. So let's go ahead and read, The Lord Keeps Blessing Me by the Mississippi. Excuse me. Let's go ahead and listen to The Lord Keeps Blessing Me by the Mississippi Mass Choir. And you're tuned in to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Imanya Love. Neighbor.
Make it across the bridge. But I know the Lord will be a bridge. Thank you.
Amen. That was the Lord keeps blessing me by the Mississippi Mass Choir. And that song is so true because the Lord blesses us in season, out of season, when we deserve, when we don't deserve. But the Lord continues to bless us. Amen. And I want to encourage a few people who are listening. God says that just because of the rain, literally, and just because of the rain that you're experiencing, God says that it is for your own good. And Mr. Stevie Wonder used to say, there is a ribbon in the sky. And God says that his favor is in the sky and is coming down like manna. He says, and it will absorb the earth. And after the absorption, he says that you will come up as pure gold. He says, and only the righteous shall see God. Amen. Amen. We are going to pray tonight. I was in meditation, and I was listening to the Mississippi Mass Choir, just as you were. And I was looking at some of my media news in my inboxes and my emails, and I saw that Miss Whoopi Goldberg lost her brother today. We're going to pray for her. And I'm going to get a chance to meet Miss Whoopi Goldberg. I'm going to get a chance to meet her. But at any rate, she needs prayer. Her family needs prayer. And also, we're going to pray for those who have lost someone or something. We're going to pray for our youth. We're going to continue to pray for our youth. We're going to continue to pray for our youth. We're going to continue to pray for our youth. We're going to pray for, we're going to pray for everybody. Amen. I don't know what the Lord is going to give me. I have no idea. We're going to pray for the new dimensions that we're getting ready to experience, because change always causes people to get a little bit uncomfortable. And God says he's going to put us in some uncomfortable situations. He says only to make us grow and only to get us ready for the next level, to prepare us for the next level. Amen. But God says in all of that, he says you must continue to do what's right. And God told me this week, he says, in your walk with God, and when you minister unto the people, well, do not fight a lie. Do not fight lies, meaning do not entertain lies. You have nothing to prove. God says that you as a person, when you're walking in the will of God and you're spreading the ministry of God, he says you're going to run into people who know God and those who don't. That's totally fine. He says, but do not spend your energy trying to prove who you are. God says, do not entertain anything that's foolish, anything that's not of him. He says, because you too will become wicked. He says, let the Lord occupy. You use that word, occupy, your battles. He says, you have not every battle that you encounter in life. Every battle that you know of is not yours. Matter of fact, there are no battles that belong to you. It all belongs to God. God says when you put it in his hands and leave it there, he says he will make it right. Amen? He says, so don't find yourself in the mix of trying to prove the truth, because the truth is going to come. The truth does not set people free. The truth is the word of God. The truth is God. And God says he is the owner of truth. And he says the world has to bow unto him. Every knee shall bow and every tongue is going to confess that he is Lord. And you miss out on your blessings when you begin to focus on the storms in your life, when you begin to focus on the rain. God says that when the rain pours from the sky, he says so many people wonder, who is going to cover me? I need my umbrella. I need my raincoat. I need a hat because I don't want to get wet. But God says that when you face the storms of life, he says you're already covered. He says you're not scrounging around trying to find who's going to cover me. What can I do? God says because he's already with you. He says, so you can continue to walk in the rain, even when it's pouring down on you and you get weary and tired. But God always replenishes that. He replenishes that. And he says, if you can withstand the storms, he says, when the tornadoes and earthquakes come, He says you will be able to withstand that as well. You have to remember, ladies and gentlemen, because God says that once he gets ready to make you new, he shakes up some things, right? He says, and he sends some people who don't know him to you so that you can grow as a person. He says, manifest destiny. Those uncomfortable situations that he puts his strongest people in, God says, you're on his team. If you're listening to my ministry, God says, you're on his team. He says he puts his first string in, his strongest people, to deal with lies, to deal with untruths, to deal with the things of the world, because he knows that they can withstand them. He says, just like in anything, in any basketball game, in any volleyball game, and coaches, you relate to me, any type of game, he says, your players get tired. They get tired of just things. But God says that his living water keeps them going. He says he puts his strongest people, his first string people, into his toughest battles. And you wonder, why, Lord? And I'm not just talking to the 50 people on this line right now. I'm talking to each person who's going to listen. You wonder, why, Lord? I didn't even ask for this battle. But God said it is your destiny. He says, and because it's your destiny, he says he only uses his strongest people. Only his strongest people who can withstand the storms of life. God says if you're going to be a ministry, if you're going to be a speaker, if you're going to be a leader, a teacher, any of this, whatever you're going to do, work at the White House, whatever you're going to do, be the president of the United States, be a senator, whatever you're going to do, God says you're going to deal with some people who don't even know him, who have never heard of him. In human nature, before we begin to pray, he says all of his people, his first string, God, and I'm writing a story about first string people who find themselves in uncomfortable situations. God says even his first string people, they're human. He says they have emotions. He says, but he has taught them to turn away from wicked. Do not entertain wickedness. And no one is perfect, he says, but do not entertain wickedness. He says, turn away, whatever that means, turn away and keep your focus on God, because you're on the verge of a breakthrough. Whenever you're on a verge, ladies and gentlemen, this is a secret that God is speaking. Whenever you're on the verge of a breakthrough, God is going to send the rain. He's going to send storms. Why? In order for you to grow. God says you cannot get to the next level if you're going to quit and be weary because of someone who doesn't know God or because people are calling wrong right. He says you can't. There's no way that you can be in his first string. And see, this is what people of God don't understand. God says he has a first string of people. These are his people who experience favor first and grace and mercy. These are his people that have doors open to them. He says, but they go through something. Think about the Hebrew boys. They were obedient unto God. They trusted God. But God says they had to go through some things, but he was right there. And so God says when you go through the storms of life, he says he only used his first string. You see people giving up. You see people throwing in the towel. You see people taking a shortcut out of life. Because they never worked to get on God's first string team. God says you have to train. He says you can't avoid ungodly people. You can't avoid people who want to say wrong is right. You can't do that if you're going to be on the first string for God. He says likewise, you can't call wrong right. Is that right? So God says he's looking for more first string players. And that's what I want. I want to be on God's first string team. God says, but there's some sacrifices that you're going to have to make. You're going to have to be in uncomfortable places, uncomfortable situations. You're going to have to deal with the godly people, the people who don't know God, the people who's going to call wrong or right. You're going to have to deal with that. Are you willing, my question before we pray, are you willing to sacrifice that to be on God's first team, first string? What is the first string? God says, think about his disciples. He says, with his disciples, he taught them everything that he knew. God says, you got to put on the armor of God. You got to be prayed up because you're going to deal with some people. You're going to deal with people who gossip, people who go back, and you're going to deal with all types of people. But you, God says, you're human. You have emotions. You have feelings. He said, but turn away, whatever that means. He says, turn away from wickedness. But God is looking, and we're going to talk about that a little bit before the show is over. God is looking, he says, for first-string Christians. He's looking for first-string Christians. And I often analyze myself. And I say, Lord, I want to be on your first-string team. God says, yeah, but you're going to have to go through some things. He says, you're going to have to go through the storms of life to see if you're ready. God says, you pass many tests. He says, but if you want to be on the first string, you're going to have to work hard to get on the first string. God just don't put you on the first string because your name is such and such, or because you serve this, or because he's going to bless you to work at the White House in a few years, or because he's going to bless you to be a leader, or because he's going to bless you to do that. That doesn't matter. God says, can you survive the experiences that he's going to take you through? Can you survive people who call wrong right? Can you survive lies? Can you survive people in general? Or do you wear your feelings on your shoulder? God says that when he hung on the cross, no one was looking for a first-string Christian. Everybody was tempting God. Save yourself. If you're really God, save yourself. But God says he had nothing to prove to the people because he knew who he was. He knew what he was dying for. He knew what he was being hung for. He knew what he was going to the cross for. But he knew that once he was submerged in that tomb, he knew that on the third day he was going to get up with all power in his hands. He said, and there were storms going on. He says, but on the third day he got up with all power. So God is looking for first-string Christians. He's not looking for any Christians who's going to sugarcoat it, any Christians who's going to back down, any Christians who's going to call wrong right. He says he's looking for first-string Christians. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. First-string Christians, what do they look like? Who are they? And I'm going to write an article, and I want you to read it, and I want you to give me your input. Okay? So we're going to pray unto God. We're going to get into the very presence of God. We're going to pray unto God. We're going to ask God to come into this place, and he's already here. God was here before I got here, amen? And we're going to ask God for his power. I'm going to dim the lights. We're going to ask God for his presence. We're going to thank God for the storms. We're going to thank God for the rain. We're going to thank God for the encouraging words that he shared within this past few weeks. We're going to thank God for just being there, and God for keeping us and giving us that living water, even when we felt like we was getting tired. So we're going to pray unto God, and we're just going to continue to let the music play. You know, if we're still praying and the music is off, you know, and you hear maybe a commercial or something, we're going to still pray. We're not going to be distracted because we're in the presence of God. We're going to ask God. We're going to expect something from God. We're going to pray for our youth. Our youth are in trouble, ladies and gentlemen. They're in trouble, and what I mean by that is that we're going to have to pray over their spirits. We're going to have to pray over their spirits, the spirit of righteousness to befall on our youth. Amen. We're going to have to pray for them. And we're going to have to ask God to protect them. And we're going to have to ask God to keep them and help them to make good decisions. And we're not just talking about our males. We're talking about our females as well. We're talking about from all the way from age 3 to 18. We're talking about our youth. That's what we're talking about. We're going to pray for other people too, but our kids really need prayer. They really do. A student up in one of these states committed suicide today. A star athlete committed suicide. It's too much. You know, we're praying for that. Praying for each and every person. We're going to pray and pray and pray unto God. So here we go. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for this hour. We thank you for this second. We thank you for the minute, Lord. We come unto you with a bowed head and humble heart, Lord, thanking you for blessing us as we were able to lie down last night and to open up our eyes this morning, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the rain that you sent. We thank you for watering our seeds that we have planted, Lord. This is only the second phase. We ask that you continue to plant those seeds on fertile ground, and whatever rain we need, whatever storms we need, we ask that you send it on down, because we know that you're God, and besides you, there's none other. Lord, we pray now for Whoopi Goldberg and her family, Lord, as they go through this trying time, Lord, because you never would have shown me that if they too didn't need prayer, Lord. And we pray for just comfort, and we pray for peace, and we pray that that void will be filled, Lord. And we pray not only for her family, but we pray for that young man who committed suicide, Lord, right at his own school, Lord Jesus. We pray for his mother and father. We pray for his friends, and we pray for each person who has something to do with that, Lord. Lord, we pray for anyone who has lost something or someone, Lord, and we ask would you continue to bless and keep them, Lord. Lord, in a major way, we ask would you continue to just shower down upon us, Heavenly Father, your blessings and your power and your majesty and your might, Lord. We come to you with great expectancy, Lord, seeking your favor, seeking your grace, seeking your omnipotent power, Lord. We praise your holy name, Lord Jesus. We ask that you look down upon our youth, Heavenly Father, from the ages of 3 all the way to 18, Lord. And would you crown their heads from the top to the bottom and keep them safe, Lord. And keep them in your care. And we ask, would you continue to just help them to be vessels for you, Lord. And help them to be just elegant people for you, Lord. And we ask that you continue to restore their souls and restore their minds, Lord. We thank you and we praise you, God, and we uplift your holy and righteous name, Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask that if we've missed any prayer or missed anyone who needs prayer, we're asking in the name of Jesus, would you just bless them, Lord. Tonight, would you raise them up and help them to be what you would have them to be, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask that we become your first-string Christians, Lord. And, Lord, we know that we're going to have to work hard, Lord. We know that we're going to have to endure some storms and some rain and some tornadoes and some other things, Lord. But you have equipped us with the Word of God. We know that when we minister, we're going to minister to people who may not know you, people who may not love you, people who may not understand you, Lord, but we understand you. And, Lord, we ask, would you be that coach, Lord, who continues to give us the water that we need, the living water, to keep on keeping on, Lord. Lord, and even when we need some rest, Lord, we ask, would you give us that rest, but help us to rest in a way in which is great and favorable unto you, Lord. We ask that we continue to just do your holy and righteous will, Lord, and be humble in everything that you've given us, Lord, and accept whatever you give us, Heavenly Father, because we know that everything that comes from you is good and it's anointed. Lord, we bless your holy name. We praise you. We magnify you, Lord. We ask that you continue to be that living water, Lord. Would you continue to help us, Lord, and keep us and preserve us, Heavenly Father. And, Lord, would you just continue to be the God whom you are in our life, Lord. We ask, would you just bless each person who's listening, those who are going to listen, Lord. Would you bless the Love Live Jesus ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Would you bless the host and the other hosts, Heavenly Father. We ask, would you bless families, Lord. Would you bless friends. Would you bless our relationship with you, Lord. We lift up our hands unto you, Lord, and we lift up our heart, and we're just asking, would you continue to anoint us and crown us, Heavenly Father, and would you bless us to be the people you would have us to be, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And we are going to actually listen to another song, and this is the other song that was Center of My Joy by Mr. Richard Smallwood. And we're going to listen to the lyrics one more time. And I want you to really think about how good God has been. Even in the storms, God has been good unto us. And we're going to listen to this particular song one more time. Then we're going to listen to the Word of God, which means first string Christians. when I've lost my direction. You're the compass for my way. You're the fire and light when nights are long and cold. Yes, you are the laughter that shadows all my weeping among. Your hand is there to hold. Oh, you're the center of my joy. Oh, all that good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all that. You are why I find pleasure in the simple things in life. You're the music in the meadows, in the streams, the voices of the children, my family and my home. You're the source and finish of my highest dreams. Jesus, you're the center of joy. All that good and perfect comes. You're the heart of my contentment, hope for all I do. Center of my joy, Jesus, you are the center of my joy. You are the center of my joy. Yes, Lord. Oh. Amen. We're going to listen to, after this commercial, we're going to listen to Mr. Lionel Richie, Jesus Is Love. And I'm going to, as this song is playing and as I put in more church music, we're going to listen to the voice of God. And the Lord is currently seeking, there is a call out for first string Christians. And I'm going to tell you what this encompasses as the Lord is showing me. God is going to be the coach. He's going to be the giver of rewards. He's going to be your way maker. But God is looking for first string Christians. You may hear a couple of pauses But the Lord told me this last week. He says, I'm looking for first-string Christians. I'm looking for people who are willing to experience some things to get to the favor and grace of God. And for the children who are listening, God says that this is like a game. He says, and when he says this is like a game, such as the Mario Brothers, how you would have to navigate the different obstacles in order to get to your finish line. God says, but the difference between the game, amen, and reality is that God is with you always. When we used to play the Mario Brothers, we had to navigate these two gentlemen to the place, and sometimes we'd make it and sometimes we're not. But God says that if you are on the first string team, God says that he will help you navigate to get to your reward. This particular ministry tonight is only designed for those people, Manifest Destiny, those people who want a breakthrough, those people who are expecting a breakthrough, those people who are bold enough to say, I love the Lord, those people who have been through the storm in your life. This particular ministry is designed for you, so you are in the right place, a Manifest Destiny. Amen. And so I'm going to tell you and share with you what the Lord has given unto me, because God is looking for some Christian people, but he says they can't just be any type of old Christian. He said it's just like he called someone to be apostles, someone to be ministers, someone to be teachers. He says he's calling people to be first string Christians. Amen? And so God says that this is not a game. This is reality. And so with first string Christians, there are a few criteria. God says that you must have your uniform. What is your uniform? Your uniform is the word of God. He says your full armor. He says the word of God. He says, do you have to know how to quote every scripture? No, but you must read the word of God daily, because you're going to run into people who may not know God. And you're going to have to continue to live for God and walk in the path and focus on those things that the Lord wants you to focus on. God says, do not find yourself entertaining foolishness. Do not find yourself entertaining lies. Do not find yourself in the middle of gossip. God says that you must put on your uniform in order to play. He says everybody must be in uniform. First string Christians, think about your first string winning team, the teams that go to state. How do they look? Number two, he says you must be unified, right? He says where, what? Two or more are gathered, there I am. He says there must be unity within the team. Unity does not mean division. He says there must be a unified body. God says with this, you must be able to get along with other people and treat people with respect. God says, love thy neighbor as thyself. Love thy neighbor as thyself. That means put away the gossip, the foolishness, all of that, and love your neighbor as you would love yourself. And I know that I would say 99% of the people love you. You love yourself. You love who you are. And if you don't, pray unto God, because you need to love yourself. God created you, and God loves you. You are unique. You are a unique person. And so love yourself. So God says uniform and unity. Number three, God says you must also have a humble spirit. We talked about this today at church. God says you must humble yourself. He said just because you're a lawyer, just because you work for the White House, just because you're on the council, just because you're a teacher, just because you're a leader, just because God's going to bless you to be a promoter, just because you're a radio host, God says you must still remain humble. That means you must deny yourself. And deny yourself does not mean to just put everybody and everything in front of you. What God says is you must think about other people when you make decisions. God says, and in doing so, you must humble yourself unto God. You must not only say, well, you must not call wrong right. He says you have to do what is of his great measure, what is right. You have to do it, and sometimes you have to stand by yourself. He said, but as long as you're doing the right thing, he says, then you continue to do so. But you must humble yourself. You must not get too big-headed when God starts blessing you to go all these places and do all these things. God says you must humble yourself. And then he says, you must understand that God is in control of everything. He says manifest destiny. God says that once he get in control of your life, once you're on his team, first string Christian, God said he expands your territory, he expands your blessing. He says your blessings become limitless. He says there is nothing that he can't do for you because God loves you just that much. God loves you just that much. So just understand that you must be in uniform. That's the word of God. You must be in unity. Okay? That means love your neighbor as yourself. You must be humble. Deny yourself. It does not mean to put everybody in front of you. It means to stay grounded. It means to know who you are. It means that when God begins to elevate you and take you places that you've never been and put you in front of people you've never seen before, God says remain humble and always thank him for those opportunities. Then God says God is in control of everything that happens, manifestation, destiny. God says you always do what's right. Right? God says always do what is right. All right? Now let's talk a little bit about what else the Lord is saying, first string Christians. When we talk about first string Christians, let me go back to our coaches. When we're looking for first string players, those are those players who work hard, those players who come with skills, right? Those players who work as a team and they can move on the court and they can do things. They're obedient. They obey, you know, the coach. God says that first string players are obedient, right? They read the Bible. They follow the Ten Commandments. God says no one is perfect. They're going to make mistakes, just like, you know, your players make mistakes, right? And so God says that individuals will make mistakes, right? But he says that obedience is what he's looking for. If you want to be on the first string, he says you must be obedient unto his word. Number two, not only must you be obedient, but you must have a... God says that when you are on the first string, your purpose should be to magnify the Lord. If you're trying to magnify anything else, such as yourself, such as your agenda, God says that you have no place on his team as far as the first string Christians. Okay, we're going to talk about what makes first string Christians different from everyone else. God says, number three, you must exercise. And he's, you know, we're talking about, I really believe in being healthy and exercising, but God says, when he says exercise, he says, when you read the word of God, when we read the word of God, we must live it out. We must live it out. It's one thing to just read the word of God, but it's another thing to live it out. So we must read it, and we must live it. He says exercise. He says exercise. So obedient, purpose, exercise. Then he says you must show up. God is not looking for part-time players, you know. God says you must show up to the calls. God is going to, since you're on the first string, God says he gives his battles to his toughest soldiers. Since you're on the first string, you must show up. God says that there are going to be some uncomfortable situations. He says, and you have nothing to do with these situations, nothing. He says, but it's a manifestation destiny because he knows that when he calls or dispenses his first string people, when he dispenses his team players, when he dispenses the people whom he have called, he says he knows that it's going to be done decent and in order. He says he knows that no one will break down. He says, yeah, my players will become tired and weak, he says, but I will make them strong. I will send that living water for them to drink. And God says, you must show up. God says, do not avoid. Do not avoid uncomfortable situations. Do not avoid uncomfortable situations. He says, only his strongest warriors are those that he sends. He says, think about the military. They always send the infantry, and they're always on the front line. He says, why? Because they're equipped. God says he sends his first string Christians to different situations because he knows that they're equipped with his word. He knows that they're equipped with his favor and his grace. God says he didn't send Moses just to be sending Moses. He says Moses was one of his first string. Moses was able to follow instructions. Moses went over, and he was to tell Pharaoh to let my people go, but Moses had to take someone with him. God said the symbolism of that is that God said he would always be with you. He would always have a ram in the bush. So even, you know, when you have those particular situations, God says, show up. He says, do not avoid uncomfortable situations, uncomfortable people, people who don't know him. He says, you're going to have to interact and mingle with all types of people from all different walks of life. He says, so he only sends his strongest. Number five, God says, drink plenty of water. Drink plenty of water because you're going to need it. When we talk about water, a lot of people think about H2O, right? A lot of people say, oh, that's H2O. God says, no. We're talking about the living water of God. How do you experience the living water of God? Through prayer. God says it's through prayer. God does not dispense any water down, and that's called the living water. God says through prayer. Prayer is your living water. Prayer is your strength. Just like Popeye the Sailor Man, and I've used this example so many times. God says prayer is your strength. Prayer will get you going again. God says that even when it's first string, are in a situation, or even when his first string, such as coaching, when you have your first string, they get tired. And God says when they get tired, you'll call a timeout, or you'll call a break, or you'll call your teammates over to get some water. Well, God says it's the same thing in the spiritual realm. He says, but he doesn't take them out of the game. He says, that doesn't mean that you're out of the game. God says he is allowing you to take a break. He's allowing you to rest, and he's going to put you right back in. Why? Because you're on his first string. You are first string Christian. And so God says that you must be what? Obedient. You must have a purpose. Exercise. Show up. Drink plenty of water, which means the word of God, because that's the strength. And then God says you must be able. He says you must be able. You must be able to stand alone at times. God says there are going to be times in which he's going to send you to some places. Since you want to be in the ministry, you want to be a leader, since you want to be a radio host, since you want to be this or that. God says he's going to send you to some places. He says, and you're going to have to make the right decision. And when you make the right decision, God says it's not going to be a popular decision. He says, but the right will always win out over the wrong. And so you have to understand and recognize that God says, do what's right and be right and do what is close to possible as right. We must do that. And also, when God is speaking about first-string Christians, he says you must have skills. And when God is talking about skills, Jesus is talking about you must have taken one of his tests. You must have gone through a storm. God says a storm is not just a physical storm where you see water, you know, or you get wet. God says the storms of life. God says that particular moment when you have to be in an uncomfortable situation, that particular moment where you have to experience something, he says, and if you're able to come through and still have your emotions intact no matter what, God says you have won a great victory. God says, imagine him on the cross being spit at, being ridiculed, being lied on. He says, imagine him on the cross. If God can remain on the cross, he says, surely you can deal with the minute things that happens on earth. And so God says he only sends his strongest people out. He says he only does. And he says he puts peace in their mouth where peace is still. And because peace is still, God is able to prevail over any situation. So God says that he not only puts you on the first string, but he gives you a peace that surpasses all understanding. He gives you peace, a peace of mind, where you can withstand the storm that are just coming, the storms that are raging. He gives you a peace of mind. And then God says he takes over. He covers you. And he says he is the one that puts peace on your lips. And he is the one that goes into battle. Isn't that encouraging? So I'm telling you now, and I'm going to write about it, God is looking for first-string Christians. And God is saying at this particular time, he says, you must have on your uniform, right? Because you're on God's team. And your uniform is the word of God. He says you must be in unity. You can't be this type of person who gossips and start mess and try to get information and go back and tell people. He says he doesn't have time for that. We don't have time for that on the team. Our team doesn't have time for gossipers and backbiters and people who we don't have time for it. Right? God says he's looking for people, first string people who want favor, grace, and mercy, and who need to bless and who need to break through. We don't have time for a lot of bickering. We don't have time for gossip and backbiting. You know, you can't be on the team, on God's team, on his first string. So you must be in unity. Then he says humble. He says deny yourself. That does not mean put everybody in front of you. Do not, you know, think of yourself at any time. He says be humble. He says, yes, you're a lawyer. Yes, you're this. Yes, you're that. He says, but at the same time, he says you must humble yourself. You must humble yourself, and you must understand that God is always in control. You must understand that God is over life and death. You must understand that God is over the righteous, and the righteous always prevails. You must understand that. You went to Baylor, great, Afrida, great. You went to Harvard, great, excellent. God's not concerned about that for first string. He says that you must humble yourself, because just as the Lord giveth, he can also take it away. You have $1 million. You deal with celebrities. You're this manager. You're great. Humble yourself. Okay? Then God says that God is in control. You know how sometimes when coaches, we have players who want to take over the team. They want to be in charge of the team. They want to tell the players what to do. They want to run the floor. Well, we have team captains, and we haven't even started talking about team captains. Okay? God says, right now, at this particular point, we're at a stage where God is in control. God has not relinquished anyone to be a team captain. God says he's the team captain, and he is in control. And God says there must be some characteristics of that first string team. Obedient. Obedient unto God, following the word of God, following his commandments. You must have a purpose. Your purpose should be to magnify the Lord, to have as many wins and victories as possible in the name of Jesus, right? Doing what the Lord has asked you to do. If he's asked you to preach, do it. If he's asked you to sing, do it. If he's asked you to be a radio host, do it. If he's asked you to be a journalist, do it. Amen? Exercise. Exercise is important, as in physical exercise. Then God says exercise, which means read the word of God and actually live it out. Actually perform it, right? Read the word of God and perform it. Then show up. God says you're going to be in so many uncomfortable positions. He says you're going to have to be physically at some places, and it's going to be raining. God says show up. He says do not avoid the uncomfortable situations. He says because righteousness always wins out. It doesn't matter what happens in the midst of it all. God says righteousness is going to win out. He says so show up. Show up. Don't avoid those hard things. It's kind of like God is showing me where students are trying to, you know, work out a chemistry problem, right, or a trig problem. God says, don't skip class. Go to class. Show up. He says, but don't show up before until you pray. Show up, and God will send a ram in the bush to help you. So God says, do not avoid uncomfortable situations. Then he says, drink plenty of water, H2O. A lot of people think it's H2O. Yes, you are supposed to drink plenty of water. He says, but prayer will give you strength, and prayer will give you more nourishment when you become weary. Then he says, any decision you make sure it's right, the right decision. The right decision is not always popular. He says, but make the right decision. And then he says you must have skills, right? God says you must have skills, which means that you must have gone through a storm in your life and still was able to maintain your emotions. And many times, and I'm going to be very honest, why is the question we ask the Lord. Why would you send me in this situation? Why would you send me in that situation? And God says, I only send my toughest soldiers. Those people who have the characteristics of me. Every person who goes to a situation is human first. No one is perfect. He says, but these are the people who I consider my strongest link. And God answered that question. A lot of people find themselves in storms. They have nothing to do with that storm. Nothing. A lot of people find themselves in uncomfortable situations, have nothing to do with it. But God says, I send my strongest. God says, who will go? And God says, our spirit says, send me, Lord. Why? Because God has equipped me to handle it. God didn't send Moses to Pharaoh without equipping him. He didn't do that. Because God says, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to give you everything you need because it's right. God is not going to be with anything that's not right. God won't be in the mix of it. But as long as it's right, you can guarantee that God's going to be in it. So don't question God. Why, Lord? Why me? Woe is me. Why would you send me, Lord? Why would you place me in this uncomfortable situation? God says, because you are my strongest. And I know that you're going to be like the Hebrew boys, and you're going to come out. Spirit go. Continue to do what's right. Do not avoid anything that's uncomfortable. Take a risk. And what I mean by take a risk, now we're not talking about go to the lake and jump and hope that you land. No. When God gives you the opportunity, when God places you somewhere and you feel uncomfortable, God says carry through with it because that is a manifestation destiny. And he's placed you there because he's looking for first-string Christians who's ready for a breakthrough, who's ready for the power of God, the anointing of God, who's ready for grace and mercy. He's looking for honest people who will call wrong, who will not call wrong right, and who will speak out for what's right, and who will do what is right. He's not looking for any mess, any gossipers, any people who try to find out information. He's not looking for that. We're not. That has nothing to do with it. God is looking for genuine people who is ready to go to the next level. And I will be the first one to say, send me, Lord. I will be the first one because, and I'm speaking to the Lord now, because I know that the Lord always, always will be with you, whether he put you in a group or to speak in front of millions, or whether he sends you somewhere where you're in the midst of millions of people. Right? And God says, fret not, worry not, toil not. He says, get some sleep. He says, go to bed assured that he will make everything all right. And God never makes a mistake, whatever it is, whether it's life and death, he never makes a mistake. God says, and righteousness will always override the wrong. You're going to deal with some people, yeah, that's going to call wrong right. But God says, do not waste your time entertaining unrighteousness, but spend your time with righteousness. And it's hard to accept it. It's really hard to accept righteousness overall for some people. But God says righteousness will always prevail. Okay? So, without further ado, I want you guys to know that God is good. I want you guys to know that Jesus is love. And I want you guys to go with me real quick before we end this ministry tonight to my hub page. It's alfreda.hubpages.com. That's alfreda.hubpages.com. I want you to go there, and I want you to familiarize yourself with these articles. I'm going to be writing more articles. I have a few journalists from Chicago who just joined my network, and I have a lot more people, journalists, I have gospel artists, I have writers, actors, actresses. So there's going to be some very nice information on here. We are going to highlight If you look at my hub page, on the, you see Mr. Rick Perry, he's in the spotlight, then Love Your Mother Every Day. That was on Mother's Day, my family and I. Gospel industry highlights with the artist Eddie Ruth Bradford. Then you see Miss Hillary Clinton, 2016. Then you see Injustice or Justice with the Freddie Gray case. Then you see Dr. Alfreda Love. Then you see God's Plan, the Clark Sisters. Then you say Fear May Be a Factor. Then you see Catch That Star with LaVega Elementary. Then you see Who Told You That with Elder Bernice King. Then you see The King's Death on the Mountain. Then you see Man and Wife. Then you see No Child Left Behind Provisions. Then you see Fear of the Unknown. These are all articles that are just wonderful reading pieces, and I'm not just saying that because they were written by me, but I'm saying it because you would gain some helpful information, you know. When looking at our presidential elections, I'm going to write about each and every president, Democrats and Republicans. I'm going to attend a different functions for each party, and I will write about those things to give you a better understanding of what's going on. I'm going to go and write about some of those and get you some information. When we talk about the popular topic is injustice or justice, and when we look at the Freddie Gray case, if you click on that, we're looking at the statistics of our young black man killed by police force, and we're finding patterns and trends. There are also females who have been victims as well, but we're looking at patterns and trends of this, and we want to look at what is going on in the streets, and we want to look at different tactics, and, you know, we really want to know what triggers are being shown in order for these young people to be killed in the streets. We know that most of them run. You know, some of them, at least a good 50 to 60%, something happened before they had an encounter with the police. We know that about 10% were innocent bystanders when we speak about the little kids who were killed. And so we really want to look at this. And this is a hot topic on my hub page. A lot of people are inboxing me. A lot of people are writing things about what's going on. And so I really want you to get involved. You can leave comments. If you go all the way to the bottom, you can leave comments. I'll approve it or deny it. Depends on what it is, as long as it's not offensive to the readers, as far as talking about someone's race, gender, all that. As long as it's a valid opinion that does not degrade anyone else, then I will approve it. But as I said before, just look at all of these different hubs. I'm going to add some more hubs on. I'm going to attend a couple of festivals, and I'm going to write about those. But I really want you to look at all of these. I'll have educational pieces in here. I'll have family piece. I'll have, of course, presidential elections. I'll have things about our youth and young black men in the streets. I'll have different people's bios. I'll have, of course, gospel artists. I'll have education news once again. I'll have different political figures, such as Elder Bernice King, as you saw, Man and Wife series. I have reviews about TV shows. I'll have different policies and laws, such as No Child Left Behind revisions and my thoughts about it, as well as others. Fear of the unknown, once again, we're going back to the violent deaths that happened in the streets. And so I really want you to chime in and just give me your views about, you know, what you think about these hub pages and these topics, okay? So I want to appreciate you for doing that. And once again, it's alfreda.hubpages.com. And so please check those particular pages out. Be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress, community leaders, please, please, please Facebook at Free to Love at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. Be sure to continue to pray for your family members. If you have to put them all in one line, pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for others, those you know and those who you do not know. Please, please, please pray for them. In addition to that, make sure that you just continue to stay encouraged and uplifted by God, because God is our Savior. God is just with us in everything that we do and everything that we say. So be sure to just continue to, you know, be uplifted by God. In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to love God for who he is. Stay encouraged. Remember that God is looking for first-string Christians. Also, in addition to that, make sure you mark your calendars for the second Saturday in June as we have a talent show. Make sure you mark your calendars for that. And just make sure that you continue to come back to the Love of Jesus ministry and spread the word about the ministry, because I would love to have you listen in and be blessed, because God is doing some great things. We're praying to God for our youth. We're praying to God for changes in society. We're praying to God for politics. We're praying to God for our gospel artists and different events that are coming up. And we just ask that God continue to bless us and keep us. We know that there's a manifest destiny spirit, and God says that all great things happen because of him. So expect some great things from my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And as I conclude, I just want to briefly go back over the first-string Christians, because God has a call for first-string Christians, and God is looking for you. And each person who's listening and each person on this earth can be first-string Christians. You must be in uniform, which means you must have the word of God. You must be in unity. Put all the way all that gossiping, backbiting, and talking. He said you must be humble, which means deny yourself. We know that you went to Harvard. We know that a lot of things happen. We know that you're a politician, but God says remain humble. God is always in control of everything, no matter what we have, what we do, where we go, what he blesses us with. God is in control, and God says that there's some characteristics that we need. And the first thing is to be obedient to the word of God. He says no one is perfect, but be obedient. Then it's a purpose. Always have a purpose. Every time you open up your eyes, or if you're in the hospital, every time that God blesses you to hear something, God says that your purpose should be to magnify the Lord, whatever you do. Then he says exercise. Exercise is very important. He says read the word of God and live by it. Then God says show up. Do not avoid uncomfortable situations. You're going to go through storms. You're going to deal with people who are ungodly. You're going to deal with people who call wrong, right? God says show up. He says do not avoid uncomfortable situations, because righteousness will always prevail. He says drink plenty of water, H2O, living water. He says that means prayer, because you're going to need strength, because you're going to get tired. God is going to call breaks sometimes. He's going to call another play, God says, but understand that he's going to put you right back in, because you can handle it. Then he says, always make the right, do what's right. He said, doing what's right may not always be popular. He says, but continue to do what's right. He says, then you must have some skills. He says, you must go through these storms. He says, if you avoid them or try to get away from them, God says you cannot possibly be his first string. If you're really looking for a breakthrough, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to experience some of these things. It's going to rain. You're going to have storms, because we have asked God. God reminded me. He says, you asked me to plant seeds on fertile ground. He says, now it's time for those seeds to be watered. You're going to have to go through some things. But God says you can make it, because he only sent his best. And so it doesn't matter, whatever goes, whatever comes, it doesn't matter what the world says. God says the righteousness is always going to prevail. He says, but you're going to have to go through it. He says, don't avoid anything. He says, and God will be the peace that surpasses understanding. And he says, he will cover you and step out, and he will take over. He says, but you have to be obedient. And he says, he understands that you are human. Everybody has feelings. Everybody has emotions. He says, but righteousness will always, always prevail. I want to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining me tonight on the Love of Jesus ministry, where Jesus shines with love, because God is good. Amen. Expect a blessing. Expect something good. And always, always do what's right. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love of Jesus ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and I just want you to tell you to come back on tomorrow, because we're going to have some more things going on. And continue to watch my page at ALFREDALOVE, and continue to just stay encouraged and just allow the Lord to bless you, because God is omnipotent. He's almighty. He's all powerful. And we have to learn how to love God in spite of. And so whatever storms that you're going through, or whatever you hear right now, God says focus on him. So whatever storms you're going through, whatever you're going through, keep going through them. Because God says, we ask, and we did. God reminded me, he says, you asked for all these seeds to be planted everywhere you go so that you can walk on fertile ground, so that when you go speak or when you go to do what the Lord has called you to do, minister, whatever you do, to lead, to teach, whatever you do, God says, you asked for this. You asked for the seeds to be planted. And when you ask to be on the first string, I want to tell you this before I let you go. When you ask to be a first string Christian, God is going to take you through a test. How many of you know that when you try out for a team, your coach does not just put you on there because they know your mom and daddy or that your guardians. Your coach does not put you on there because you have good grades but have no skills. They put you on there because they have tryouts. And God says he loved all of his children. But this is very strategic and personal. You have to want a breakthrough. You have to want God to do something in your life. You have to want to walk on that fertile ground that I'm talking about. You have to go through the storms. You have to be able to not avoid situations or people because they don't know God. God says you have to go through all that. He says you're going to have to be able, you have to hold your peace sometimes. He says because the world will push and push and push because they believe that wrong is right. That's the popular thing in the world. But people of God know that if it's wrong, it's wrong. If it's right, it's right. And God says the righteousness always prevails. And so I'm going to tell you, you're going to listen to the ministry and you're going to say, I want to sign up to be God's first string Christian. And God's going to take you through something uncomfortable. And you're going to have to live through it. You're going to have to make it. You're going to get uncomfortable and uneasy, but God is going to lead you every step of the way. Things that you have nothing to do with, God is going to put you in that position, that uncomfortable place. It has nothing to do with you. But God says, I'm not going to just choose anyone to go to the work that I have set. He says, I'm only going to select my strongest. So, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. We've had our prayer and continue to pray for Whoopi Goldberg and those who have lost their loved ones. Continue to pray for them because that's a very trying time. And we also talked about first string Christians. I expect to see some of you on the team because I know God is getting ready to do some great things with the ministry and with things that we have going on. But I expect to see some of you on the first string Christian team. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and I would like to also express my thanks to every last one of you who's listening and also to the new people who have joined. We have a couple of news anchors who joined and journalists, so I thank you so much. If you want to say something at this time, you can. If you don't, that is totally fine. We have 37 minutes, so if you want to say something, I'm going to pause briefly, and if you don't, then that's fine. You don't have to say anything. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other, and bring someone back tomorrow. Okay? Goodbye, everybody. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.